Hello, it's Tessa back with you for another edition of Newscast. This time we're looking at the Isle of Man's meat plant, the government-owned facility, which in short appears to be failing. Government has now embarked on a turnaround plan following a damning two-month audit of the hub in Braddon, which highlighted multiple problems with adherence to regulation, a fundamentally flawed sales model, and poor staff performance. Leading that turnaround is the Environment, Food and Agriculture Minister, Claire Barber.
So I think the report, it's fair to say, is a warts and all report. But it wouldn't be right to try and suppress any of the information. It's right that we address where the issues are. We know they're having an impact on the farmers. And we know that the meat plant is pivotal within the agriculture sector and in terms of our food security. So my priority is around working with the board to put together a turnaround plan. Some of that's around personnel, getting people into the plant, providing support in terms of staff. And also we acknowledge that there are challenges in some of those specialist areas, such as the slaughter line. So not pretending it's an easy task, but it's absolutely one that we must get a hold of, and we must address those elements, both in the report and that we're getting very strongly from the staff within the plant.
You mentioned there issues around the slaughter line. The report flags things like animals not being processed quickly enough, inefficiencies at the plant, animals being sent across for slaughter instead. How important is it to change that?
So I think it's really important that people have that availability so that animals can be slaughtered on the island, for our red meat industry. The reality we have is that we have a perfectly good plant and we have really enthusiastic staff in there. What's really clear in the report is there's a real lack around some of the training and some of the opportunities for those staff, and that's absolutely imperative that we get a hold of. We provide those opportunities, we provide that training, and that will then allow us to speed that line up. And in a longer term, I hope that we can see a real thriving future with the meat plant and actually see us increasing the throughput, not back to just the levels before when we had maybe a stronger slaughter line, but actually to even greater than that.
So let's explore what the audit threw up, and the document certainly doesn't make for easy reading. Adherence to regulation at the meat plant is poor, with extremely serious failings identified, which are said to reflect very badly. Auditors say the multiple problems uncovered show the factory is either underperforming or at a disadvantage when compared to similar facilities elsewhere. Processes which have a lack of attention to detail, the absence of effective data collection or oversight, and issues with staff availability and reliability are also highlighted. The pace of work at the plant was described as much too slow, so slow that slaughter runs, which should be completed in 3 hours, are taking almost all day. Processing meat products is costing the factory around £850,000 per year, and the number of animals being slaughtered falls well below the expected speeds in commercial factories. Pricing for cattle is said to be competitive, unlike the pricing for cows, which is said to be around £300 to £400 difference per animal, which means the majority of cows are travelling to the UK to be slaughtered. These findings are something that's concerned the former president of the Manx National Farmers Union, turned Aaron Michael MHK, Tim Johnston. He says having a properly functional meat plant is fundamental for Manx farmers.
This is a real fundamental challenge for farmers. The meat plant is central, really, to the agricultural industry on the island. It really is the hub. So this is not just about farmers producing cattle, sheep, pigs. This affects the whole industry, the dairy industry, cereal farmers. So having a functioning meat plant is absolutely fundamental.
Well, what do you expect to happen as a knock-on effect with the issues that have been highlighted?
One of my biggest issues now, which I think the government have to grasp very, very quickly, is the cash flow crisis that this is creating for the farming industry. A farmer booking in, say, cattle today, those cattle probably aren't going to be going into the meat plant until, say, second, third week in January, perhaps not getting paid until February. Now, farmers are businessmen, they've got bills to pay. That is unsustainable. This is an industry that, like every other, has been hammered by costs. Fertiliser costs were one of the first things to go up long before many other businesses were seeing cost increases. Farmers cannot afford this. The government have to look, the department has to look at how they can help the industry, and bring forward plans to help farmers through this very difficult time, because whatever's said, whatever plans there are for the meat plant and ideas, and yes, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, ultimately it's here and now that the problems are, and they need to address that.
And the Minister for Environment, Food and Agriculture just now said that a reason behind why there was a lack of action in the year that she's already been in that position was due to a lack of information that was accessible. What do you think of that?
There's some real failure here in basic sort of corporate governance, audit, risk, compliance, health and safety, HR. These are issues that shouldn't have just been left for 12 months. These should have been recognised a lot sooner. And I think it's a real failure of leadership and management within there.
Staffing of the meat plant was one area in particular called out for criticism, with management and training programmes slapped with the fundamentally flawed tagline. Most employees are said to lack the required skill levels, there's no long-term training or development programmes in place, and almost all departments lack strong managers. The sales model also gets the fundamentally flawed treatment, with auditors finding there was no real oversight of pricing or interest in driving sales, and a general unwillingness to develop sales, almost that customers were viewed as a problem and not an opportunity. Auditors say the operation of the meat plant demands a real attention to detail, and this does not appear to be in place, with a startling lack of proactive work to address the many and obvious problems. This lack of proactivity, auditors say, is the hallmark of almost every one of the plant's activities, and the end result is, and I quote, poor prices, poor customer service, slow processing, high operating costs, unskilled staff, product damage, and poor adherence to legal requirements. So what happens next? Well, you heard me mention at the start of this newscast about a turnaround plan which government has started. That includes the resignation of the plant manager, four new board members, and a new board chair. That position being taken by the DEFA minister herself, Claire Barber. So is she confident that things at the meat plant will right themselves?
In the long term, absolutely not. This is very much a short-term bridging role that I would see. And part of that is around, you know, DEFA ultimately being the ones who have had the challenge with the increasing level of subvention. You know, it's myself who has to go to the Treasury Minister each time to ask for additional funds for the plant. And we're getting to a point where that's unsustainable. We're in a cost of living crisis. We're seeing every area of government, every department having to tighten the purse strings. And it's absolutely right that I'm assured that that money is delivering value for money across the island, as well as that contributor to the wider agriculture sector and food security, which is so fundamental and absolutely something that I'm committed to. So I don't see, you know, I've said on record before, I don't think politicians are the right people for the role. But in fact, in a very short bridging period, I did think it was the right thing to do.
Now, you yourself chaired a committee that published a report last year highlighting issues in how the meat plant was run. You've been Agriculture Minister for the last year or so. Why hasn't there been change?
So some of the challenges around the report we had previously was a lack of access to information. So one of the first things that we started on was looking at what that information was that was missing since I've been in the minister role. Then we obviously had to go out on a procurement exercise, get the team at Burnie Consultancy who've gone in, spent 2 months, and we've released this report as soon as we possibly could. You know, I suppose with everything, if we could have done it quicker, I would have very much liked that. This has certainly been something that I've been invested and engaged in and talking with people within the industry for quite a long time now. But what is absolutely imperative, as I say now, is the action on the ground.
And you can find more on this story and a link to the audit in full at manxradio.com.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.